In just a minute, I turn to Carl. I ask, brother, can you spare a rhyme? And he'll say yes, because it's time for the Listener Limerick Challenge.
Yes.
Yes, thank you, Carl. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to play, give us a call, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roy, a new study tried to monitor the amount of physical activity children were getting by giving them personal pedometers. Surprisingly, they found obese children recorded the most exercise. But then researchers discovered the reason for this shocking finding, though. What was it?
Because it took so many calories for them to stand up.
No.
More. It wasn't that they burned more calories. It was that they actually were more active.
No.
Oh, I thought that's what you said.
Well, it explains why the pedometers registered lots of trips to get sticks and bring them back.
Ah, I see. They had gone outside to get sticks. Sticks.
Give them a hint?
You can answer the question if you want to.
They put them on their dogs.
Oh. They put the pedometers on the dogs.
Fat kid, all kids all did that?
They were pretty smart.
Oh.
They're chubby but crafty.
Oh.
The study, done by a sports medicine center in London, found the children to be, quote, extremely active, but researchers began to suspect something when many of the obese kids reported their favorite exercises as chasing squirrels,
mm-hmm.
peeing on things... and unwelcome humping.
Yeah. Well,
can we say that on radio?
We just did.
Okay.
I've known fat kids who were very much like that.
Charlie, concerned about the threats that our nation faces at this difficult time, a group of Republicans in the Senate have introduced a bill to ban what?
This is my favorite senator, Senator Sam Brownback, who introduced a bill with a number of co-sponsors to ban human-animal hybrids.
In fact, yes.
This is called locking the barn after the centaur has been stolen.
Yes. I was about to say. It's not been a good week for the Republicans in terms of the Latino vote. They're also kissing the mermaid vote goodbye this week.
However, Democratic Congressman Dr. Moreau was in opposition.
Human-animal hybrids will be banned. Overseas, you see scientists refusing human DNA with that of cows and other animals to forward medical research, and because it's totally awesome. Imagine if they could combine you with a pig. You'd have bacon 24/7. But Sam Brownback of Kansas, as you said, he introduced the legislation. He says creating human-animal hybrids is a violation of human dignity and challenges the definition of what it means to be human. So under the proposed law, mermaids, mermen, centaurs would be banned, or at least they'd have to use separate entrances at restaurants. Mm-hmm. On the other side, Democrats said this is ridiculous, it solves a problem that doesn't exist, and everybody should just calm down. And then Henry Waxman quietly gave himself a cat bath.
Mm-hmm. I'll bet when animals heard about this bill, they all were in favor of it.
They don't want to. They don't want to. They don't want anything to do with us.
Right.
I don't blame them.
They don't want any human dignity at all, based on what they've seen on television.
Roy, this week, Janet Napolitano, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, announced the creation of a task force that will consider changes to what?
To the security. The orange and red, the alert.
Exactly right. The color-coded terror alert system. After 7 years of warning, terrifying, and baffling Americans with its orange and yellow alerts, a bipartisan panel is going to review the system. The alert level has never gone below yellow or elevated alert, although, and this is true, Hawaii once independently lowered its alert level to blue for an entire year before going back up to yellow because they ran out of Mai Tais, I guess. For 60 days, members of the public are free to send their suggestions for a new system to the panel. We suggest, of course, the public radio host terror alert level. Mm. You can go from Garrison Keillor calm to Ira Glass detached ironic concern to, in the case of dire emergency, car talk hysterical laughter. We're all going to die.
So where would you fit in? Where would you fit in?
I think if you said, at the Peter Sagal level, people would be going, who? Charlie, the New York Times reports that as Japan faces its worst recession in a generation, many companies in the country have been forced to lay off their most efficient workers. So who's getting fired?
Cats.
No.
Dogs.
No.
Robots.
Yes, robots. Oh. Very good. Japan has the most working robots of any country, but as industrial production has plummeted there, as other places, so has the need for mechanized labor. All over Japan, unemployed hobo bots are living in impromptu tent camps known as circuit cities. Some say the robots are enjoying the break. They're not powering on till noon, using their daytime television sensors. Many robots are looking for work, though. It's tough out there. Somewhere in a Tokyo high-rise, even as we speak, a boss is looking across the desk at a robot and saying, "I'm sorry, you aren't the droid we're looking for."
They keep kind of bumping against the wall, I think.
I think it would be kind of scary to, like, call the robot into your office and tell him he's being laid off.
Yes.
You know? I don't understand. I don't understand, Dave.